Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon or morning, wherever you may be. Welcome to another exciting episode of Let's Coach. It's the show that brings the best from the coaching world for you to use in your everyday life, and we talk about what coaching can do for you. We bring you great small business ideas and some good news stories, stories about people paying it forward in their everyday lives. And I want to welcome, if you are listening to the show for the first time, welcome, welcome. I'm excited to be here to give you a little bit of background about, you know, who am I? Who is your host? My name is Carolyn R. Owens, and I am the president and CEO of Infinity Coaching Incorporated, where we help you up-level your skills so you can up-level your income, your career, your business, your life. It's all about having success on your own terms. I am a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, not Mississippi, and I am, you know, even though I no longer reside in Philly, I am all things Philly, all the sports teams, everything. Go Eagles! So I stay true to my native home. At Infinity Coaching, we help you by assisting our clients with creating the life of their dreams, and we do have so much fun in the process. And I have not been on the air in about 2 weeks, and that's just crazy. You know, we talk a lot about being inconsistent, but I will tell you, I was at, for you know, off and on for the past 2 weeks, I was at places where the internet access was horrible. And you would think you wouldn't have problems like this in this, you know, time, this day and age. But you could connect, and you just 2 minutes is knocking you off. Or one place we didn't have access at all. But the first week, I was actually doing my volunteer week at the county music camp. You know, we have a lot of nonprofit businesses that will come on our show and talk about how they're paying forward. And at least, you know, one committed week a year, each year for me, is about volunteering. And it's with our county music camp for the public school here. And it's amazing. I love being there, the atmosphere, the energy. And you see these kids come together who've never met from across the county. Most of them haven't met. And by the end of the week, they are making amazing music together. I love what it produces. And I've watched a lot of these kids now grow up, go off to college. So it's just been great. I've been doing it for 6 years, and hopefully we'll continue for the next couple of years. And then the second week, I was at a growth conference, an entrepreneur conference, CEO Space International, and I've been there in a while, but they also have a teen program, which my son participates in, and that's what, you know, had us come back, and it was just an awesome week for him. It was great for me as well, but the teen program by far is one of the best things that this program does. And they were doing it once. They had it 3 times a year. They started doing it once a year. And it was so great this time. I think they're bringing it back they're going to do it 3 times a year, where the kids really learn skill sets that are going to help them succeed in college, in life, as business owners. Some of these kids are starting their own projects, you know, as young as 12, 13 years old, they're building businesses. So it's awesome to see the energy and what takes place with these kids. And if you have a teenager and you're interested in it and you want to learn more, feel free to reach out to me. You can email me at cowens@infinitycoaching.net, and I can share some more with you, you know, any questions you have about it. But I think it's a wonderful program that our kids have an opportunity to participate in, network, and meet people that can help them in their career field make their dreams come true. So if you do want to learn more about me, my business, Infinity Coaching, and what we do, you can follow me on, I do scopes on Periscope. You can connect with me all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+. I'm on all of them. Just search my name in Google, Carolyn R. Owens, or Infinity Coaching. You'll find me. Connect with me there. I'm on LinkedIn as well. Again, you can always email me at cowens@infinitycoaching.net. And on our website, you can find out more about one of our continuity programs that I talk a lot about. It's our Inner Circle. It picks up where a lot of coaching programs leave you, where you have that crash course for a weekend, or a couple of hours, or just, you know, even a six-week program. But we pick up where they left off, and it's real, authentic. It's very, you know, a little raw, but fun and empowering. And it's inexpensive. The price will be going up soon, but you guys can check it out and see what that's all about on the website. And I also invite you to check out our free assessment there, because we're all about leadership. And it's the Leadership Mastery Assessment. You literally go to leadershipmasteryassessment.com. It's free. You take it. You get your results back right away. But it gives you some information that can help you as a leader. And you guys know I talk about everyone's a leader. If you're, you know, that stay-at-home mom or dad, that housewife, house husband, or if you're at the boardroom table, we're all leaders. So check that assessment out and see if it can have, provide you some, you know, just self-awareness and ideas of how you're moving forward as a leader. But I know this is what you guys are waiting for. I am so excited about today's show because we're talking about a subject that so many of us deal with, and that's our self-worth, knowing our true value. And we often don't realize it, but feeling unworthy carries over into our business, our career, our relationships. It can impact our entire life. And today's guest has felt, you know, for many, many years, you know, that they felt unworthy, didn't have that high self-esteem. And one day, through just a small step, her life began to transform. And so she's here today with us to share her story, her journey, and what she did to learn to love life and to love herself. So Jade Elizabeth is a personal development coach, an intuitive healer, and author of the Amazon bestseller, Your Amazing Itty Bitty Self-Esteem book, 15 Essential Steps for Gaining and Knowing High Self-Worth. She's also a Reiki master, teacher, hypnotherapist, and she's also a master in NLP, that's the neuro-linguistic programming, and TIME, T-I-M-E, which is Techniques and Emotional Freedom. Techniques and Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT. So I'd like to welcome Jade Elizabeth to the show. She is on the line.
Hello.
And hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so very much. I'm excited to share some of my information, and maybe it'll make a difference in someone else's life.
You know, I always believe that I have the right guest on at the right time, and there's somebody who needs to hear this, because there is so many men and women and men. We focus a lot on women, but there's so many men as well that go through this thing about feeling unworthy. And you yourself, you've written and you've spoken to the fact that all love begins with self-love. But as children, we come into this world that bright-eyed, full of love, and we don't come into the world with these feelings of unworthiness. But how does it all start? How does this negative force take over us, and when did it happen for you?
Well, part of my story started when I realized that I was adopted. And I don't know if there's other adoptees out there, but it's almost like a thought of you were thrown away. You weren't wanted. There was something that was flawed within you. My adopted parents were great, but there was still this missing part that why? What was the reason that I was let go? Of course, I have since healed that and changed it, but I thought I was the only one that felt the way I did. And one day I picked up a book. It's a very, very old book called Psycho-Cybernetics. And when I picked up the book and started reading it, and I'm not even sure how it came about, but I know that God was watching over me because of the questions I was asking, I realized, oh, my God, other people feel the same way I do. So there must be a way to fix this. And as I read the book, I started to realize a little bit more about healing me. And it's been, even now, my lifelong pursuit, because I don't believe that we ever truly get there 100%, because there's always times when situations come up where we doubt or we fear, which is one of the biggest things, that what would other people think? What would other people say if I do or say this? So that actually is what started my journey.
And when we're young, when we're children, a lot of times, and it's not to put down anyone's parents or anything, but a lot of times they don't know better. I know in our conversations, this is one of the things we talked about, where people would associate behavior, where they'd say, if you don't behave, that's going to be the outcome, which
yes.
it creates a fear. That's where some of this develops. Did you experience that?
Yes and no. Yes, my parents did the best they knew how to do, and there were things that were said. I know at one time I was told that if I didn't do it right, they were going to come and take me back to the home. And I don't think my parents realized what that did, although I do strive for perfection, which is, we're all part of our past. But people don't realize that the first five years of a newborn's life, their mind is a complete blank. Their ego, their conscious, cognitive, logical self doesn't even exist. So everything and anything that they hear, see, feel, experience goes right into the unconscious mind, and it becomes part of who they are. So it takes a while for us as we grow up, and I didn't know this, of course, just as most people don't, until now, because the more I look into the mind, the more I look into researching why this is going on, how to fix and change this, I'm learning more and more every day.
You know, our thoughts and our comments and things we say to each other can be very powerful, but, you know, I wanted to make sure we kind of touched on that, because we have some, you know, parents of young children that listen to the show, and it's just a reminder to think about what you're saying to your children. We had Jacqueline Wynn on a couple weeks ago, who talked about family leadership. She's also an Amazon bestseller, itty bitty author, and we talked about family leadership and the conversations and things you have to children. As you said, it created this, you know, feeling of perfectionism for you. And that you need to do, people think you need to do everything right, or how you behave and you're associated with these negative feelings and fear, but it can hold us back.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was really interesting when I realized for the first time, I was actually sitting in a mastermind program, and the gentleman who was running the mastermind made a comment that actually brought me to tears. And what he ended up saying is that we can always find, once we do something, we can always find a better way to do it. And I realized that in itself was holding me back, because if I could come up with another way of doing it, then it wasn't right yet, so I couldn't share it.
Yes. How often,
which is really a big deal for a lot of people, because so many are so talented and they're afraid to put it out because they can always come up with something new and different.
Yes, I know that happens so often. As an author, you know, where people will hold off publishing out their book because they're waiting for something, or it has to be this way. And as soon as a book is published, there's one small error or something updated that you'd want to change, and that happens with so many books when you look at it. But people hold themselves back from publishing because they're waiting for that last piece of information or that change. And as you said, you're going to find that it's always something better that you can do.
Always, always. And it holds back so many different people, even with programs and classes and things that I do. Now, if it comes to mind, I put it together. If I have to upgrade it the next time around, then I do that. But it does not stop me from pursuing what it is immediately, because that little ego voice is always going to step in there and tell you, you can't, you're not good enough, it's not right, you can make more changes, it can be better, and that isn't the case.
You know, I want to ask you, when we talk a lot about self-love, but what does that actually mean to you?
For me, self-love is actually putting yourself in a position that you would do for others, like your best friend or your spouse or your children. You know, most of us will stop and go that extra mile for all of these people, but they don't do it for themselves. And then by the time it comes to them, they're exhausted. Because part of it is we're told we shouldn't do that because it's self-centered, it's ego-driven. And, you know, if you aren't able to help others because you haven't taken care of you, it's like the airplane, okay? When you go on an airplane, what do they tell you? Put your mask on first. Why? If you put the mask on everybody else, then they're going to have to help you because you won't be able to help them. So for me, self-love is taking care of that person that is you, loving that person that is you the same way that you love your spouse or your friend or your children.
Yes, we will often treat others so much better than we treat ourselves. I mean, we will give them the world and we'll give ourselves worse than the leftovers. So that is so true. But how would you say, what are some of the impacts of not loving yourself?
Well, you know, our bodies, our minds, they talk to us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we complain about certain things, it's important to really look at why you're complaining about it. Because when we complain, it means that our mind or our bodies are trying to communicate with us and tell us, hey, you need to listen and pay attention, because if you don't, people get sick, people end up with severe injuries, people lose sleep. There's so many different things by not taking care of you. Usually they're physical. They could also be emotional, which is where depression comes in, when people are extremely depressed. Most of us look outside of ourselves for validation, when really you should be looking inside and say to yourself, if this was my friend, how would I approach this? Would I love it? Would I embrace what this is if this was my friend? And if you say yes, then this is something you should embrace about yourself.
You know, we talk about this one as coaches when we're talking to other coaches who are feeling, you know, low self-esteem and they don't have that feeling of worthiness. We'll say, you know, in the circumstances, what would you say to your clients? You know, say it back to yourself. Walk the talk.
Mm-hmm. See, to me, integrity and walking your own talk is super important. That's one of the reasons that I have the success as a teacher and a coach that I have, because all of my students and clients know that I would not ask them to do something I myself am unwilling to do. And to me, the biggest thing is really loving who you are. You know, my belief, one of the things that I learned when I was studying The Course in Miracles was we all came here to be takers. And if people think about this, it's not selfish to want. It's like we do something nice for someone. Why? Because we want to thank you. We want to be appreciated. So these are things that is also part of self-love. But to me, one of the biggest things is to be able to look in the mirror and look directly into your own eyes and say, I love you. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult for a lot of people. It mm-hmm. took me over a month of constantly doing it at least 4, 5, 6 times a day before I could finally do it when I looked in that mirror. And now I love it. I tell myself every morning when I look in that mirror, just as I'm getting ready to brush my teeth, I look at myself, I give gratitude and thanks to God and the world for everything that I have in my life, and then I tell myself, I love you.
You know, that's when just recently I started getting up every morning and reminding myself, starting my day with, I am a child of God. You know,
yes.
That is the basis for everything that I am, to know who I am, how I should show up into the world. And one of the, when we talk about these feelings of feeling unworthy, one of the things that it shows up is in our relationships, our business even, and how we relate to other people. You share a great story of how if people had a lot of money, how did you interact with them?
Well, that's very true. For a long time, because I didn't feel worthy, and it was quite I truly could not honestly talk to someone who had money. I was in a class where a gentleman came in, and he was a professional football player. I didn't know him because I don't follow sports. Shame on me, but I don't. And I asked him what he was doing, and he said right now he was he wasn't working at the time. But he left it at that. And I think he even shared later, there was a part of him that couldn't tell me who he was because he could tell that there was some issue there. He was very, very intuitive. God bless him. Mm-hmm. And we were great for like 2 days. The class was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on Sunday, someone asked, and he shared who he was, and all of a sudden, I couldn't talk to him, and I spoke to him for 2 whole days, but the minute I realized that he was famous, he had money, he was wealthy, it was like, now I can't talk. I mean, that's pretty sad when you truly can't even speak to someone because your esteem, the way you feel about yourself, it's like, I'm not even worthy enough to speak to them.
But then you found the Course, A Course in Miracles.
That was one,
that,
yes.
Again, what exactly can you explain to our listeners what the Course is and how it impacted you?
Well, for a long time, I kind of even went away from God because I was so miserable, so sad. There was no love. I didn't understand it. And to me, the God that I grew up with, if you didn't do it right, you were going to be punished. And to me, why would I want to give praise to someone that was going to punish me every time I made a mistake? It was another reason for striving to be perfect, which there really is no such thing. And my old business partner, Catherine Morris, she started because of a course that I was taking with her about healing yourself. Started me kind of back to God. And then my hypnosis teacher, because I'm also a certified hypnotherapist, she was very, very big on the Course of Miracles. And before I knew it, she showed me a God that was way different than what I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that she always shared is that every single one of us was made perfect. Our minds, tell us we're not.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you ask God to heal a part of your body that might be broken, God doesn't see that. But you might ask him to heal the part of your mind that believes that. I just thought that was extremely profound. And it literally brought me back to knowing that God is a loving God and not one that punishes you every time you make a mistake. And I'm sure there's many listeners out there that can actually connect with that. Now they don't. I don't think that's the way it is in a lot of the churches now, but it was when I was growing up.
Yes. I think, I mean, that, fortunately, if you're into it, if it's a teaching church and you're really studying and learning, and you'll realize that it's not that way. That, and it's even, I think, Matthew 18:21-22 that talks about how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? You know, and it's 7 times 70 or so, you know, endless forgiveness that
yes.
we should have, not just for others, but for ourselves as well.
You know, it's interesting you bring up the 70 times 70, I think is what it is. If you sit down and write, I love you, talking to yourself, and do that until you truly, truly, truly believe it, it's interesting how it's another tool of how to change your life. You know, even the story that I shifted and changed because of my adoption, I decided to rewrite my story. It isn't that I changed the situation, but I changed the meaning of it. And others may even think the same thing. It's like, so my story now reads that I was meant to be with my adopted parents. They're the ones that I made my contract with before I came here on Earth, and they were to raise me and teach me the lessons that I needed to learn from them. But my mother could not have any more children. So we needed a surrogate to bring me in so that I would get to my parents. That in itself has changed me so that I don't look at being thrown away anymore, because that really wasn't the situation.
No.
I was not meant to be raised by the woman that that gave me birth. So it's interesting how that can shift.
You're a wonderful, awesome example of someone who has successfully moved past a lot of this feeling. And I think one of the ways that we don't think about it is it can be as simple as when someone says nice things to us, they give us compliments, we shut down, we push them away. Well, oh, yeah, whatever. Or I remember someone who was given a compliment, and they're turning around to see who the person was talking to when they were actually talking to them. But it was so much, you know, negative self-talk in their head. They could not receive that compliment. We don't celebrate our accomplishments enough.
That's true. We don't. We don't take even some of the steps towards our goal and actually celebrate them. Go out, buy yourself a fancy coffee, or go out and have a dinner with a friend and literally cheer yourself because you've done that. You know, compliments are I've heard so many people, when you give them a compliment, it's like, oh, this thing, you know, I've had this top for a really long time, and I bought it at, you know, the cheap house down the street or whatever, instead of just saying thank you. It's one of the ways is how I started. All I did was say thank you, and said to myself inside, because I would catch myself when I would start making the excuses in my head, mm-hmm. isn't this nice? And that's all I would say, isn't this nice? Thank you. You know, it's one step at a time. The way we heal is by being aware of our choices. And it's so interesting how every second you make a choice. And people don't realize it. They think choices, when they think about choices, they think about the big choices that they make.
Yes.
They don't think about a choice of just even getting up out of a chair and walking into another room. That's a choice. So every thought you have, if you stop yourself and think, is this loving?
Yes.
Do I really want to feel this way? Is this good for me? And then make another choice if it isn't. You have that right.
I talk a lot about the fact that we have to make these decisions every day, these choices. And one of them, it starts just getting out of bed in the morning to be able to face this, you know, world we live in. And some people will choose, there are people who choose not to get out of that bed and face it because they feel, you know, so low. And one of the other things I know you mentioned, we talked about your itty-bitty amazing book, that you talk about negative self-talk and that impact. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, again, we're back to choice. You know, when you start thinking all of those negative things in your head, if you stop yourself and think, why am I thinking this? What is the reason for this? Usually there's some sort of fear behind it, fear of success. You know, I have seen more and more businesses fail because the person doesn't believe that they're good enough to succeed. Or they may even be afraid of success because that means that people will look at them, and if people look at them, all of a sudden they're going to start critiquing everything about them and judging. But I also believe that what we see outside of us is something that's going on inside of us. So when you're with someone, if they push a button, you need to stop and think to yourself, where inside of me is this? Because somewhere your button would not have been pushed if it didn't need healing. In my book, is very short. It's very small. But what it does is it gives you steps. So, and it isn't like you can't find some of that information in some of the big books out there. But this little book you can carry in your pocket. If something happens and you have a situation, you can open it up and go to one of the 15 steps and say, oh, here's a good idea. I think I'll do this now. And it's one of the reasons that I wrote it, so that others don't have to go the years and years that it took me to get where I am today. If I can cut people's time in half or even more, I'm excited. And partly that's what I see every day with my students, how they are starting to grow and learn because of what I've taught them, because of what I learned doing it myself.
I do want to remind our listeners, if they have a question for Jade Elizabeth or for myself, they can call into the show at 773-897-6124. That's 773-897-6124. Now, we mentioned self-sabotage, but I want to give some examples, because a lot of people will hear that, self-sabotage, or we sabotage ourselves. I want to give some examples of what that looks like, because people often don't even realize that they're doing it. Could you do that for me?
Well, I can give you an example even for myself. Mm-hmm. It was how I realized it was another one of my processes of healing me, where I started to be really, really successful. I was doing everything that I was taught to do. My business was starting to thrive. And all of a sudden, to a very, very big client, I opened my mouth and said the most stupid, ridiculous thing you ever heard. That was, it wasn't necessarily an insult, but almost. And after it came out of my mouth, I thought, what did you just say? Why did you even say that? It wasn't even in my conscious mind. It just came out of my mouth. And before I knew it, I lost the client.
Mm-hmm.
It's old programming. See, partly the way our minds work, if you have a belief and it's a limiting belief of something, like you don't, there's a part of you that doesn't believe you should succeed, or you shouldn't be wealthy, or you shouldn't have the luxury or the love that you want, even if it's someone else loving you for who you are. Your unconscious mind is going to do everything it can to make that a reality. And when we do and say things that contradict that, the unconscious has to come up and say, oh, nope, that's not what we believe. And the next thing you know, you sabotage yourself. And it could look many, many different ways, by maybe not showing up, or not going to, or making that phone call that may make all the difference in the world.
No, that's one of the things I know in this example where I had someone, I wanted them to mentor me. This was a couple of years ago. I really wanted this person to mentor me, but I didn't send the email or make the call that I was supposed to make. And I believe it's not too late. I am going to go ahead and reach out to them, because I believe this is a wonderful individual. And they were willing to mentor me, and they're, you know, they've done quite well in life. And it's like, then you start questioning why would they mentor me? Are they for real, or were they just saying that? But you end up sabotaging the situation. And I know a lot of, another example I'll give from our listeners, we've done a lot of relationship shows, and it's the one where the woman or man will say, I'll never find a guy or gal that's right for me. You know, we put that into our heads. The third example I'll give is a career coach, where I was working with a particular client who had applied for, before they worked with me, they had applied for over 70 different positions and wouldn't get the job. But when I talked to them about how they were filling out the application, they filled it out in a way that I'm not qualified anyway. I'm not going to get the job. So their attention to filling out that application and how they were focused was not on getting the job. They were defeating it before they even submitted the information. So they weren't submitting what they needed to.
Mm-hmm. That's because their mind, their programming said that they weren't. Just like me not being able to speak to someone who was successful and had money. It was the same exact thing. It was all of a sudden, nothing would come out of my mouth. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to approach them, because I was stuck. It's like, oh my God, what do I say to this person? Look how powerful they are.
Right. So how does someone begin to shift and have this positive attitude about themselves? How do they actually begin to love themselves?
Well, part of it is becoming aware, telling yourself every single day that you are a child of God that was created perfect. You were created perfect. Every time I think I'm flawed, I tell myself, God created me perfect. Where is it that I think I'm flawed? And then I search. You know, we don't sit enough quietly and talk to ourselves. We talk to other people, but they say meditation quiets the mind and it takes away stress, but it's also a way of talking to God. mm-hmm. when you are by yourself.
Yes, it is.
So start asking questions. You know, the one thing I've learned a long time ago is that God and spirit will not interfere unless you ask. You have to ask. So the biggest thing, and even the law of attraction tells you, ask, receive. Don't worry how, just ask. But how many people don't even ask God's help?
No.
I'm feeling this way. What can I do? And then quietly sit there for a minute, see what thoughts pop into your head. It's how the other side communicates with us is by our intuition, but we don't listen enough to that. We also need to start becoming aware of the little things that we do and why we do them. Pay attention to that. It's like, I keep doing this. Why do I do this? Now that I'm aware that I do it, now I can start choosing to do something different. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight, because the work I was doing took me a while. Although there are so many things out there. There are coaches, there's mentors, there's books, there's classes that people can take. You know, I have one student, God love her. She came in super broken, and because she even said, I'm completely broken, didn't believe in herself, didn't love herself, thought she was the worst person in the world. And now she's out empowering other people the same way that I try to do every single solitary day. She works with incarcerated youths here in California, and she is making such a difference in these kids' lives. She has them now doing gratitude journals. You know, how we start our day sets the tone for the whole day.
Yes.
And one of the things that I do is every single day when I jump up out of bed, or I just sit up in bed before my feet hit the floor, is I announce to the world what a wonderful, fantastic day this is going to be. And thank you for this day. Thank you for everything that's going to be part of my life today.
I think that is so important to a morning routine, because if you wake up grumpy, yelling at everybody or kicking the dog, that's going to set the tone of your day.
And well,
really,
and even worrying, you know, even worrying or having fear for the day. See, I tell God, I expect miracles today, and I always get them. You know, thank you for all the miracles you're going to send me today. What we expect, we get. What we believe, we get. Okay, so when my students or my clients start talking negative, I ask them, do you want to be right about that?
Right.
If you don't want to be right, then guess what? Change what you're thinking. Change the way your mind is going. I had an argument the other day, God love him, with my husband, and I was really upset about it. And I said to myself afterwards, he went one way, I went the other. And I was sitting there doing a boo-hoo me. You know how that goes. And I sat there for a second and I thought, do I really want to feel this way? No. Okay. So then I started thinking about happy things and I just changed my mood. And it is that simple.
With this comes the whole concept of giving and receiving, where there are a lot of people who can give, 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 and there's a lot of takers who will take, take, take. But they struggle with that other half of receiving. You know, it's that yin and that yang of giving and receiving. And how does this play into that, this whole feeling of self-worth?
Well, if you can't receive, how can someone give to you? You know, one of the biggest things I tell people is you really love to give. How does that make you feel when you give to someone? It doesn't it make us feel fantastic when we give? What, how do you think you would feel if you tried to give to someone and they couldn't receive it? Might make you feel pretty icky, using a better word, but it's like, wow, I don't know if I would like someone not wanting to receive a gift that I'm trying to give them. So when someone tries to give to you, think about that. Accept the gift with gratitude and love, and the more you do it, all of a sudden, it'll be okay. Start with a compliment.
We have a caller on the line. I want to see if they have a question or if they're just listening. Let's see. Hello, and welcome to Let's Coach, caller with the number ending in 8240. Do you have a question for Jade Elizabeth?
No, ladies, I'm just listening, and absolutely everything that you guys are saying is pretty much spot on. It really is. You got to wake up with a great attitude each and every day. You have to.
That's true. That sets the tone for the whole entire day.
It does. It does. You can't just sit there and, you know, dwell on the negative, because negative is going to, you know, chase you no matter what. You got to be prepared to tackle that negativity with a smile.
You know how I started doing that was every day I would wake up and I would say, wow, you know, my legs are working, my arms are working, I can hear, I can see, I can speak. All the other functions seem to be working good. Do you know how many people wake up today that might not have that? Be grateful for that. That is so wonderful. I also tell God every single day, thank you, because every day I get healthier and healthier.
No, it's the truth.
Absolutely. It was part of the way I started doing some of my gratitude years ago. Now I'm superseded that, but it was how I got started. And all it takes is one or two little tiny things. It doesn't have to be a big thing like we're talking about. Maybe even just getting up and saying, wow, the sun is out today. Isn't that marvelous? Or ask God for miracles today, because they will show up when you ask.
And that's just the thing, ask. We don't ever ask for those things, or we don't. I think gratitude is such an important part of how we feel about ourselves, and I encourage my clients to do that, to have, to wake up in the morning and write down a couple of things that they're grateful for, and to be able to, you know, expound on that and just think about that throughout the day. That, what, as you said, having served in the military myself, and you see people who do end up in the hospital there with coming home with missing limbs or different things, when you see that and it's right there in front of you, that feeling that you get, and you're like, wow, you know, hey, that could have been me, or someone that I'm extremely close to and know and love, and I am grateful for me just having, you know, my arms, my legs, and coming home and being here and experiencing that. So I know we're winding down on the time, and I wanted to have an opportunity for you to tell, how do you work with your clients?
What do you mean, how do I work with them?
How do you train, educate, or how can people work with you?
Well, I have, they can personally work with me. I also have trainings. I'm getting ready to start some online trainings. That's my next step, is getting out there. I'm one of these ladies that's getting over the technology, because I wasn't raised with it. So as I grow, so does what I'm able to do. So I'm going to be doing some some Zoom classes soon. So people can follow me also. They can go to my website. They can sign up for my newsletter. They can see what's available, what's coming up. But I have personal coaching that I do. I do hypnosis. I do meditation. All of this can be done through Zoom, one-on-one with someone. Or at this moment, I do have a year-long program of personal development, which is a way of one step at a time of teaching you how to love yourself. I'm in the process of figuring out how to put that class online, but I want it to be live. The issue is that it's an all-day class, each one. It's an eight-hour class one day a month. So I might be able to break it down into four little classes that I can put out online, but I'm still working on that.
But, you know, if you're going to, knowing you, you're going to put that out there and you're going to, because I know several people who do classes like that, and they have been very successful with them. They do a, I forget what they call it, but it's almost like a workshop, virtually 8 hours, and they dive into issues. I've seen it when it comes to sales and marketing training. So it can be done, and we're going to see you with those people that are following you. You're going to see when you advertise this, when you this. It will happen.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will, because I've already asked for that miracle. And I believe it's going to be coming. All I have to do is follow what my intuition is telling me in order to get it done. I
and
also have a YouTube channel, too.
Oh, can you give them the website address?
My website address is www.jadeelizabeth.com, and there's two E's, no spaces. So it would be jadeelizabeth.com.
And they can sign up for the newsletter there?
They can. They can.
And
receive more information about me, how to work with me, yes. They can also go out to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And purchase my book. And again, it's called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Self-Esteem Book, 15 Essential Steps for Gaining and Keeping High Self-Worth. Each one of these steps was things that I did and really worked at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how I got where I was, where I am.
And it's, I like these, we're both itty bitty authors, Amazon bestsellers through the writing this book series. And what I like most, as you said, it's a small book that you can take with you. And especially a book like yours, you can just turn into the pages of different things and techniques and strategies you can use when these feelings are starting to take over you again. Because just it can be an ongoing process when you've had to face these things for years and years and years. As you said, it's no overnight instant change. But
right.
You can start these steps that make such a big impact on how you're living your life, how you're treating yourself, and just how you're showing up in the world every day.
Well, if I might, I could even tell you some of the content that's in the book. Some of it is aware of your own self-talk. How do I sabotage myself? Belief in what other people say. Affirmations. You know, people do affirmations, but they don't realize that if the body fights the words, it's not going to work. Your body needs, the emotions and the body need to agree with what it is that you're saying. So even if you use gentle words, makes a big difference. Complaining and judging. You know, when you complain and judge, don't be surprised that other people are going to complain and judge you. Controlling your emotions, have a positive attitude about yourself, breaking the chains of old programming, perfectionism, and these are just a few. Take control of your thoughts, belief in a higher power, the power to trust yourself. These are all little steps that when you become aware of how to quickly, and each one of these steps, there's only like two pages, but they give you information on how to take another step forward. And that's the whole crux of it, is taking one step at a time. You know, when we come up to a pair of stairs, we don't go from the first step up to the ninth or tenth step because that's a little hard to do. We usually take one, maybe two steps if you're agile and young, but most of us do one step at a time. And as long as you do one little thing every single day, you're going to see an improvement.
Yes. Well, as we're closing out the show, I wanted to ask you, what final words or departing words do you have for our listeners today? And know that, you know, there are a lot of people who listen to the recording as well. So what final words do you want to leave them with?
The biggest thing is to start looking at how to love you. It all starts with you. Nothing is outside of you. The minute you start loving you, the world will love you, because no one can, I guess the biggest word is, people cannot show up any different than you expect them. So if you expect yourself to be in love and love who you are, the world is going to embrace that. They're going to see that. I'm living proof of that.
Well,
and do it one step at a time. One step at a time.
Yeah, I thank you so much for being a guest on our show today. As I said, when we started this, that I know, you know, I feel like my guest on here, on the show at the right time, and that there's somebody who needed to hear this today, needed to hear this message. And so I thank you so much for sharing part of your own personal story, as well as providing ways that people can find that self-love.
Well, I thank you so very much for having me, and I hope that even if you take away one little tidbit, that'll make me happy, because that's where it all starts, is one little thing here and then another little thing there and then another little thing there, and that makes your journey more interesting. But also know that every minute of every day you have choice. And ask yourself, do I really want to choose this, or do I want something different? If so, make a different choice.
Well, thank you so very much. I want to remind our listeners that, you know, just you can reach out to Jade Elizabeth at jadeelizabeth.com, and you can also connect with her on social media. And remember, we are all fearfully and wonderfully made. And life is an adventure that's meant to be lived, but you choose how you're going to live it. We'll be back on the air next week. We, you know, I know, as I said, I've been off for the 2 weeks with terrible internet connection where I was, but we do have several guests lined up over the next couple of weeks. Excited to have them on our show. So we got a lot. We're going to be talking about, like, taking conversations like this a little bit further and talking about communication and listening skills and really giving you tips and strategies that are going to enhance your life, that are going to begin these steps for transformation so you can have success on your own terms. And as we close out, you know what we always say. Remember, if it ain't broke, make it better. Have a wonderful, awesome, blessed week, and thanks for listening to Let's Coach.